I caught myself fresh meat. You will be prime meat for the tribe. Enough to... Wait. Your scent. It does not belong. Odd. I've caught myself a human. Impossible. No humans have stepped in these lands for decades. How does one lead themselves this deep in the forest? Speak, human. Where do you come from? And why so deep in our woods? In my pack's territory? Answer me. Do you not know, little human? You are an outsider, and you are trespassing on my pack's turf. Friends, here? Have you strayed from your pack, or did you come here willingly? Lost, then. A shame. A human like you will be missed by your people if you truly wander this far into my territory. Only a few humans step foot into these woods. And none have returned. You won't be an exception. It is a shame, too. For a simple human, you have lasted longer than all humans that come here and chase. A fit member of your pack, I'm sure. A male, too. A strong, fit male. I don't need this other hunger! I need flesh and meat! I need to find other food. Do not speak when you are not asked, prey. Moons above! Curse this heat cycle! Sorry. I have yet to eat this night, and it bothers me to no end. No food we brought back tonight. No food for the tribe. Fine. I will unhand you. I won't eat you. Only if you stay and help my pack. Yes, I need you to help me in the pack. Do this and I won't kill you. Deal? There, now sit. We are not going anywhere. You may be a small human, but I want my problems fixed. So, I won't eat my prey. Then listen. My pact, my clan, we are starving. A better explanation then, yes? My pack starves. Our methods of hunting have persisted from our clan's creation. But now, more of our prey flood the forest, leaving more predators in our land. More competition. Believe me, our pack are strong, fit werewolves with claws as sharp as iron. We can put down any predator with our numbers and strength. Leave them tired, bloody, and dead. But even we can't attack one predator every night. Lost too many sisters that way. Yes. Which is why I was eager to catch a prey. I let my hunger take charge and nearly felled a human. Like other prey before, they are an easy catch. But with the few who come, they are rare. Yes, all of them perish, sadly. Well, if it makes you feel better, your people do not suffer a painful death. They die quickly, mercifully. I won't end your life like we did to them. The humans who perished here died in the paws of the generation before me. My clan and others. I have yet to kill another human. Now for my problem. I need help with food. We hunt, but find few prey in the forest. Your kind are also hunters, so can you help me? A hunter? Is that your role as well? Is that why you roam this forest unimpeded? Huh? Profession? I don't understand. Is that a role? A gatherer for a clan? What is profession? Then just a hunter. Huh. That is a surprise. Then you have experience with scavenging and killing prey. Then you will serve useful! I was wrong to nearly disembowel you, human. You are the key to the pack's survival. That is not all, human. My clan... our heat cycle started and it distracts us from hunting. Sisters. Yes, I say sisters because we are a pack of only female werewolves. A clan of female warriors. Other packs are the same. Only female werewolves. How do we populate? Well, for one, we live longer than most, but if we wish for offspring, we hunt for that too. Yes, that is what we do, but I wish we could change that. Huh. Human, if you desire, you can help with this as well. I do not speak lightly on this. I desire to mate as with the rest of the pact. It will do good to replenish our numbers. If it is too much, then I understand. All I ask is to help with hunting food. Teach methods to the tribe. A fellow hunter may be all we need to save my pack. That... the other issue. In order to fulfill the second problem, you need to be marked. Otherwise, the others will think you are food. I may have given you a chance, but my sisters are not so... restrictive of their nature. It means you must mate with me. They will not question their own pack member if I were to take you to my den. But if you don't wish for me to be your mate, you will have to stay in the den and teach from afar. For me, I will have to convince them not to kill you each night. What? Why are you flushed? Is the idea of mating making a small human lose his nerve? If you desire, I could convince the tribe that you are a prime candidate. Now, would a tribe full of strong female warriors make you more flustered, I wonder? Or would your resolve crumble at the prospect? I only tease. But if I must, I will. For the pact. Again, it is only optional to our deal. Oh, you will think about it? After nearly ripping you apart like a feral beast, you still consider it. Your people are strange, but your people have risen above your known food chain for a reason. You are good hunters, and we need you and your methods to help. The offer is there if you truly wish to help my pack fully. Come, follow my lead. We are heading back to the den where the rest of the pack resides. You wanted to help me with my problem, no? Then you need to come with. I will protect you. You will not go home anytime soon. These woods are not safe for you. You have journeyed so far into these woods. There is no turning back. All I will say, we are not the only predators here. So better to travel with a member of the Wolf Clan than face danger and be another's prey. Think nothing of it, human. You will be more valuable alive in helping my clan than being food that won't last a day. You will help us with our hunting, after all. This is strange, isn't it? Prey helping predator hunt? Any other werewolf would take you back to their pack dead by now. Well met. I am Selna, daughter of the Wolf Clan Chieftain and heir to the Alpha. Yes, that means I am a princess, but I am far from dainty dark elven princesses. It is why the pack won't question me bringing a human. You won't be touched under me. Yes, dark elves. They roam this forest. Like I said, there are more predators than us. Dark elves are no different. Arrogant. All of them. But they have dark magic and live in the trees. They will drain you of your soul before crushing your body into dust. As I said, best if you keep by me. It's too dangerous to walk back to your kin in this forest. You're too deep in. What is it like? Human life? What do humans do in their tribes? Cities. Is that what your kin name your tribes? Depends. Explain. I see. So you reside in city, yes? And they are large tribes of metal and concrete? You're kin in strange words. Now I think you're spreading delusions. You expect me to believe your kin have soared the skies, sailed the seas, and roamed the land quickly all through contraptions you make? Only magic is good at that. But I know it has limits. Your people don't have it, so it will be hard to convince me. Later then? Good. Maybe you will make me laugh more with your claims. You are interesting. I'll give you that. But for a man, you are small. Cute, small man. Sorry, but I don't hear the human from down there. Climb a tree and my ears may catch your voice. I only tease. But for a man, you only come to my chest. How unfortunate. Yes, I see your eyes gaze over me. You cannot hide your cute leer, human. I do not mind. I want it, really. A potential mate may come tonight, and I want them to desire me when I mark them as mine. I show them strength, and they show me care. That is what I wish for. You are a good candidate. A hunter, fit, cute. Maybe. Human, why did you leer at me before? Only curious. Do you desire the same? Do you desire something only I possess? Well, let me guess. Is it the muscle? My strength? The possibility of carrying you to our den over my shoulder? Or maybe it's the soft fur? Wolf ears? Tail? Oh, they are as soft as fur can be, I promise you. Amazonian? Yes, I am familiar with the term. And yes, I am one, if you put it that way. My body is a gift from our moons. The one we howl to each night. All my sisters are gifted with the strength of our people. And in ways, it is a blessing to attract mates as well. We are prideful people. Headstrong, steadfast. But when we choose mates, we choose them for life. We put our pride aside for them. We care for one another, tend to the den, hunt and protect them from harm. That is what I strive for with my mate, as do my sisters. I see your eyes wander again. You don't seem to stray from my form and my swaying tail. Yet every time I notice, I see you flush again. Do you desire me? I didn't hear you well. Did you wish to aid me in that regard? The second issue. My, you truly are a savior, aren't you? First with helping my pack out of starvation and now wanting to be my mate. It wasn't long ago that I wanted to kill you, yes? Fair. I can't say I haven't grown attached to you as well, small human man. And from the sounds of it, you crave me. Just keep in mind of the wolf who dominates the den as with the rest of the sisterhood. You may be human, but you will be cared for as a submissive one. Not an equal. Only your actions dictate my in their perception. Very well. But know this, human. If you go this path, I will be yours. I will protect, love, and care for my mate. But the sisterhood may come down upon you if they reject you. If I so wish, I will turn on my own and defend you to the end. That's what it means to be my mate. With that, do you still wish to be mine? Good. I can't wait to bring you back then. Not only to save us, but to be my partner. I will take you back to my den tonight, and only then will you truly be mine. Come, we draw near the tribe. Keep quiet and let me take the lead. Keep as you are, and you will be fine. What else could it mean, human? Submissive. You'll blend in as my subservient human I caught. Is there any lie? I tower over you. You are meek to me. Cute, even. We shall see, mate. Now follow my lead. I am here, sisters. Lower your talons. You may speak now, human. It looks like the pack is still hunting. Yes, it is foolish to have none guard our tribe, but as said before, we are desperate. Every sister is needed to hunt for us to live. There are still some dwelling here, of course. They are in their dens, slumbering. Best not to disturb the resting kin. Follow me. My den is not far from here. Here we are. My den. Come in, if you don't fear this beast. You wish to solve my second problem, though? You don't seem as determined as before. Fear not. I take care of my mate as my own. And even if you're small in height, I will make you my husband. I promise a pleasurable night. Nothing more. Come. Step into the lair of this beast if you dare. It is nice, isn't it? It may be bare, but the grass and the hay is better than the stone floor. I hope it suits your needs. Yes, there is an opening above the roof. Helps me see the moon from where I rest. A beautiful sight, isn't it? It's fortunate that this night grants us a full moon. Fitting for what is to come. Come here, human. Don't mind my sloppy kisses. They are meant to ease you into this ritual. Like what your kin do. Claiming a mate is a ceremonial event for us. A time where werewolf women and men become one. And we lay claim to them. We will be doing this so I may mark you as mine. Don't fear, my human. There will be no pain or malicious intent in this tribal ritual. Only primal lust and cementation. So lay on the bed of hay. My heat. I can't wait any longer. Don't mind me straddling you, human. This is part of the ceremony. The night where the moons above bless us with their blessings. So let's not wait any further. I've been waiting for a chance like this. To rub myself on a proper, willing mate. Can you feel the heat below, human? Do you feel how much I needed this? Yes. Yes. Soon, we will be one. And with it, you will be forever mine. But if I wish, I may let my sisters have a piece of you. I don't need these silk tribal clothes. Not in front of my future lover. Now, you could see all of me without the hindrance of clothes. I'm glad you deem me beautiful. Now, I believe you don't need your clothing as well. Don't move now. I will have to dispose of them for this next step. There we are. You truly look fit enough to be my mate. In this cock. Can you feel the wet, sopping heat glazing your tick? Oh, I'm so eager for you. Mm-hmm. The time has come, then. The moons have given us their blessing. Now, enter me and become one. You fit perfectly inside. But unfortunately for you, that isn't enough for both the ritual and my heat. Don't expect me to go easy. I'm a ravenously hungry beast. Hungry for your seed. What's wrong, human? Didn't expect me to start off fast. I wish to make you mine. So it's only natural that I claim you with the strength I possess. Claim you like a hungry beast would. Yes. Don't hide your moans. The ritual requires us to let out our primal lust. Let everyone hear that you are mating with a werewolf woman. The sounds of my ass riding on your cock. It slaps with the moans we make. Doesn't it sound addicting? Don't you want me to let go of dominance and let this wolf continue to ride you senseless? You last longer than I thought. But I am not done with you yet. I'll lift your legs up with my paws so I can feel more of you inside me. That way I will secure my dominance over you. Now try not to break on me, human. Oh, this feels much better. I can feel your cock getting deep inside me, and I want more. My heat, my need, it's burning, but gods, it feels right. You look so cute below me. Such a submissive human. God, I want to completely dominate you. I see your eyes are rolling. Good. I want Prey to feel like he's overwhelmed by me. I want you to breed me. Is that all you've got? Don't come yet. I need you to last. I need to press down on you harder. Breathe like wild animals. Not enough. I want you to breed me, human. I need your seed. Now. Yes. More. I want to ravage this cock. I want my hunger gone. I want more of this primal lust. I can't contain hunger. I want my submissive human seed. I need it. I need it. Gods, I need it. You look cute. Delicious. Gods, I want to ravage you. Devour your seed. Pound you to the ground until you are milked dry. My prey. My human. My small, breedable human. And all for me to breed. Close. Ain't so close. I need my submissive human seed to mark me. Claim me. Breed me. Like ritual. I need seed to fill me. This werewolf demands seed, human. Finish ritual. Mark you and make you part of pack. Come. 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 Yes. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. I need your seed inside me. Moons. Gods above. Grant me a seed. Moons. Grant me a seed. Moons. Grant me a seed. Come. Come. Yes. I feel your warmth spread inside me. You've given me so much tribute, human. Such a good human. Marking me. Now, to mark you as you did me. With that, the ritual is complete. In my eyes and soon the pack, you are one of my kin. My mate. Your seed will do well with growing our numbers. But for now, I'll use this cock to satisfy my carnal needs. Trust me when I say, there is more mating to come. In time, I will convince the sisterhood to accept you as my mate. And if you and they so wish, breed with you. I'm guessing the prospect of being surrounded by a tribe of werewolf women and breeding them sounds like an enticing prospect, no? As one human saying goes, a man can only dream. Now sleep. The night has neared its end, and so you must rest. I will need your skills as a hunter and your methods for the days to come. But for now, rest, human. This will be your new home. And as the only male in the tribe, I will make sure we take good care of you, human. Yes, though your home from here may be too dangerous to turn back to, I will make sure your stay here is the best as it could be, with me as your future alpha. Fine. Rest on my tail, then. Tomorrow will be another night. Rest well.